This is just a summary and a reminder about some of the things we learned this week about verbs and verb conjugation in Spanish in the simple present tense. We look at some verbs we were using for the questions we were in need to make in order to get some personal information. And we came across verbs such as hablar, to speak, vivir, to live, and tener, to have. And we looked at the way they have to be dealt with, starting from the infinitive, in order to express who is about, who is it that we want to make the question about. And we said that the first step would be to consider what group the verb belongs to, and therefore we need to look carefully at the ending. And verbs in Spanish can typically make or have three different types of endings. The first group verbs will end up in AR, AR. The second group verbs will end up in ER, or ER in Spanish. And the third group will end up in IR, or IR. And we have seen examples of each of these three groups verbs. We have been using some of them. And we started with hablar. Hablar is an example of a first group verb, but we cannot just use the verb such as the infinitive, in the infinitive form. We need to modify that in order to, for example, express something about the first person singular or yo. The first thing to do is to remove the infinitive ending, so the AR has to go. And what is left, because it is a regular verb, it stays all the way through the conjugation. So the six different forms that this verb will take will keep this stem or main part of the verb that is the result of removing the ending of the infinitive. To that, then, we can add the different endings we know and the ones we will learn to say who it is about. So, for example, if I wanted to say I speak, I need to say hablo. But if I wanted to ask a question to the second person singular and ask whether you can speak some language, I would say hablas. And the third person singular will be habla, which is something we have to use if we want to treat someone formally, or whether or when we want to speak about he or she or it. So third person singular can cover a number of tasks, and you have to keep that in mind because we will have to use this in different contexts. So both formal treatment or third person singular will take the form of habla. If we move to a third group verb, such as vivir, we need to do the same thing. We need to remove the infinitive ending, and what is left, because it's again a regular verb, is what's going to have the different endings added to it. So that's why we have vivo for the first person singular, vives for the second, and vive for the third person singular, or again, the way you would, or the form you would use to treat someone formally. We also saw the difference between regular verbs, such as the ones I've just spoken about, and an example of an irregular verb, such as tener. Tener belongs to the second group verb, but any group, any of these three groups, could have also examples of irregular verbs. It's just a coincidence that we happen to have one from the second group. It could have been one from the first group. But tener belongs to the second group, and therefore we need to take into consideration endings that belong only to the second group verbs. As it happens, you will notice how most of the endings have something similar across the three groups, but also you must take notice of the differences to make the right choices. In the case of tener, as I say, being irregular, it just doesn't just keep the stem of the verb once you remove the infinitive ending, or ER. Once you do that, you still have to consider that the first person singular will add a G to what is left when you remove the infinitive ending. So that's something odd that doesn't happen to other verbs that are regular, but this one does that. Other verbs would do the same as well, so it's just not an isolated case. It belongs to a certain pattern that some irregular verbs follow. Once you have that, you need to add the typical ending for the first person, which happens to be also O ending. And then you move to the second person, and again, you are not just working with the stem left by removing the infinitive ending. You need to create a different type of stem by adding one more letter. In this case, is the letter I. So you have to end up with the form tiene. And you can already hear the difference between tene and tiene. And tiene is the right one. The same happens to the third person singular, and you end up with tiene. Sorry, the second person would be tienes, and the third person would be tiene. In both cases, one letter, the letter I, has to be added to the stem of, or the main part of the verb, before you proceed to add the endings. So this gives you a kind of chance to observe the different things you need to consider and to learn when it comes to learning verbs in Spanish. And we will learn more about this as we go along.